Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast. This is episode 42 on the 17th of January 2016. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. And Wayne, what are we doing today?
We are doing possibly the world's geekiest episode. No one's getting laid in this episode.
Nope.
So
another, or soon thereafter.
Yeah, exactly. We pretty much don't, you know. we are actually going to count down the best and worst movies that were adapted from a video game.
That's right. But we can't do this by ourselves. We cannot possibly handle
Hell no.
all this geekiness all by ourselves. In fact, we've had to go right to the other side of the world, to the United Kingdom, and incorporate Dan and Kev from the Something Something podcast. Gentlemen, welcome to the countdown.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Thanks for having us on board.
Good to have you on board.
A pleasure.
Good. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here to share the load on what is sure to be a difficult, difficult countdown.
That's right. Any chicks who are still listening, I like you very much.
So, let's have a medal.
Before we get into it today, we should establish a couple of things about you gentlemen. Your podcast has been around for a while, is this correct?
About a year or so.
Yeah, last February, so it's nearly a year old.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what got you into it to start with? Why did you decide a podcast was the thing you guys wanted to do?
We don't actually know.
It was just like a random day, wasn't it, where you were like, should we just do a podcast? Just try it out. Let's just see what it's all about. And then you were like, let's just do it, yeah. So we bought a really rubbish microphone and we just did a few episodes, started on SoundCloud, but then we branched over to the half-eaten apple.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. And you're still surviving or thriving 11 months later. So well done to you both. Now, you are also a fair bit younger than we are.
Just acknowledge that.
Yep. Which we think that means that you may have more of an appreciation for films from video games than we do. Are you guys keen gamers?
I am indeed. I game quite a lot. I've got more time than Dan.
Yeah, you do, because I've got children, as everyone knows from our podcast. I keep raving on about them. But I do game. I've got PlayStation 4, and I will talk about games often.
All right.
So. I'm a bit far behind, though, on the gaming scene. I haven't got a PS4 yet.
What?
As am I.
Exactly.
As am I. I got an Xbox One, which I have turned on once. I'm much more of a PC gamer, because I don't have the dexterity or motor skills to use a fucking controller.
So you keep claiming, but anyway, okay.
Yeah, I've just got a PS3, and that's all I use at the moment. That's still fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
They still release all the games for PS3 that release for PS4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right, well, look, before we get going today, we have to do a little bit of a shout-out back to our last episode, where we did have the Epic Film guys, who graciously came on the show and brought with them, a shit ton of listeners, because last week was the biggest week we've ever had on the countdown in terms of download numbers, in terms of listens. So thank you to Nick and Justin again for appearing on the show and for bringing their cohort of listeners with them. And in that show, we did also talk about our ex-host, Alejandro.
Yes.
He did want to chime in with his list of the best Leonardo DiCaprio films. And gentlemen, maybe you guys can comment as we go on Ali's list.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, number 10, Ali had in there, Who's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, that one too.
Yep.
Yep. Have you guys seen that?
Never heard of it.
All right. To be honest, no.
Neither have I, but that's because this probably came out when you were before born.
Yeah, you probably weren't even.
Yeah, I went around.
Exactly. Then number 9 was another early Leo film, The Basketball Diaries, and Ali was upset that it did not hit any of our lists. He thought it was a very solid film with a great performance from Leo.
Yeah, I dug that one. You guys probably ain't seen that one either?
Nope.
I'm missing out here. What the hell?
I need to go on IMDb and check out
Leo's early films.
All right, we're moving more contemporary now, though, with number 8 being Shutter Island.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Which
dug that one?
And Ali agrees, my issue was it was pretty easy to predict the ending of that particular film. Number 7, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Brilliant film, yeah.
Yeah, quote-unquote, Ali, the standout film of 2013. Yet he has 6 more. Why don't you take over, Wayne?
Sure. His number 6 is Catch Me If You Can, which I loved. You guys seen that one?
Brilliant film.
Yeah, I like
Love that.
That
film. Great, yeah, right? Really good.
Yeah, I'm all on my own in terms of thinking meh.
No.
Yeah, no, Paul's all like a bitch. So it's... his number 5 was The Beach, which I love the theme song of. I love me some horse.
How does it go? How does it go? Tell us.
Okay, it goes, I'm moving, I'm coming, can you?
Is it a horse?
I thought the theme song.
You guys are from the UK, you know them, right?
I thought the theme song to the beach was Moby's.
I just want to hear you sing it.
I'm sure, yeah, no, good call. Well, maybe that was in there too, but to me, this was the movie was quite good as well.
It wasn't bad. Ali said he'd watched it countless times, and he has so much love for this movie.
Well, Danny Boyle rocks.
He does.
Number four was Inception.
Oh, too low.
That's brilliant.
You like that one? And his number three was Django Unchained. And did you guys think that one?
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
Yes, okay. Quentin Tarantino at, not his best, but a very good film.
And number two was The Revenant.
Good pick.
Yeah, I agree. I saw that recently.
He did say it, great. Right? Have you seen it, Dan?
No, I haven't, because children keep me at bay. Yes. Mm-hmm. You've got the unlimited card.
I just
need
to say, if he doesn't win an Oscar for that, I will be amazed.
Agree. Oh, I 100% agree, yes.
And his number one was the same as mine, The Departed.
There you go.
Yes, so, yeah, I agree. Brilliant film.
Brilliant, right?
Thanks, Ali, for writing in with those. You did promise to do so. It's nice that you followed through. Well, that's as far as we've got for shout-outs from previous episodes. And again, thanks to the Epic Film guys for guesting last week.
But
this week, we've got the Something podcast with us.
That's
and
right.
Before we go any further, we should probably get into a little bit of news.
Check It Out is the segment where we do movie news about shit that's interesting to us and hopefully yourself as well. So I wanted to start out today by telling you about something that I thought Paulie would come up with, actually. But it's actually something that Ridley Scott has come across, has said. And he said of the Prometheus sequel, called Alien Covenant now, that he says he's going to do a pretty hard R. He's actually going to say this is going to be a nasty-ass movie. Now, I know that most of the Alien movies, I think all except for Alien vs. Predator, had an R rating in the States, which is like an MA for us. Is that
yeah,
right?
It depends.
MA, 15 MA, plus. Yep. Okay. He was actually talking about how he harks back to when he was doing Alien, and the scene where, you know, John Hurt has the puking with the breakfast and the thing and the chest bursting and stuff like that.
Yep.
And he said that when he saw that again, he couldn't get, like, he actually thought, oh my God, this is a really hard horror movie. And it still works. So he's going to try and do that again, but in a different way. Paul has got a very indifferent look on his face. What's happening, man? Have you lost faith in the Scott?
Look, he delivered a great film with The Martian, but Prometheus was such a big pile of steaming turd.
Oh, it was a shit.
It looked pretty, but, you know, it doesn't matter how golden a turd is, it's still a turd.
Did you guys like Prometheus?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I expected more.
Shit, right?
And I was like, what?
Just you on your own in this one.
This one screams to me of a director desperately trying to make his film franchise relevant again.
But in some way not really telling you shit about, like, he's not really paying any lip service to them almost at all.
The way Prometheus ended, I just don't know how you get anything that ends up being hard R out of, you know, a robot and a woman flying off in a spaceship.
Yeah, you know, I can't even fucking remember how it ended. How's that?
Well,
I can't either, yeah. I was going to say, it's quite a long time ago.
I was like, in the bin.
Yeah, it was so forgettable. It clearly wasn't very
really
good.
Really.
All right, well, good luck. And given that he basically got rid of Blomkamp making his Alien 5 version to make this film, he better fucking deliver.
Yeah, we'll soon see. I'm sure there'll be some...
I am so gutted by that.
Yep.
Yeah!
Yeah, we talked about it a few episodes ago, and I don't know, I guess, you know, Ridley Scott's got a lot more Hollywood muscle than Neil Blomkamp does, so what Ridley wants, Ridley will apparently get.
Yes, well... How about yourself? You got some news?
My news is very topical insofar as relating to the Oscar nominations that were announced 2 or 3 days ago from when we are recording.
Mm.
I just want to emphasize two films and how many Oscars they got nominated for.
Go on.
Two podcast favorites.
Okay.
First of all, Mad Max Fury Road with 10 nominations.
That's huge, man.
All in the technical categories except for Best Director, but also Best Picture, which is amazing though.
Boo.
Yeah.
That Hollywood would acknowledge a... You didn't like it, Dan.
You didn't.
Sorry, I hate it.
Dan didn't like it. No, I love Mad Max. I thought it was brilliant. I really enjoyed Mad Max.
I didn't like it. I thought it was just a bit... I was expecting him to be mad, really mad, but he wasn't. He was just...
Well,
that's the only reason why I don't like it.
I now remember what you guys said on your podcast, and this is where we, again, draw reference to your relative tender ages. You didn't even know there were three previous Mad Maxes, Dan.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a sequel? Am I missing out? He just breaks into him being chased by some random people. Then he's in some sort of Amazon hotel.
I can totally see how this would be like you know, if you had a little frame of reference, you might just go, hang on, what the fuck's going on here? No, I get that. But Paul, of course, loves the fucking ass out of this.
I do. Anyway, 10 nominations says how wrong you are, Dan, so...
Okay, I'll watch the others.
Well, if you're going to go back, watch two. Watch two, because that's a pretty good pretty
number
good
two,
film.
Yeah.
And then The Revenant has 12 nominations, and pretty much in every category except Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress.
Leo's up. Do you think he's going to get it?
Yes.
You
as
do?
As per what Kev's just said, for sure.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely time.
It has to be. It has to be.
You're right.
So congratulations to those two films. Don't listen to Dan. See them both. Now, I believe you guys might have had a little bit of something news to check out as well.
Basically, it's just excitement for upcoming movies.
All right, let's hear it.
I suppose they're all game related.
Yeah, mostly are, yeah.
Angry Birds.
What? Oh. There's an Angry Birds movie.
There is.
I think I did hear wind of this. And by wind, I mean fart. What are they doing with the Angry Birds movie? Do you know?
Is there a trailer out?
There is a trailer out, yes. It's a mild teaser trailer.
Is it like animated or what?
Yeah, it's all animated. Oh, okay.
Live action.
Yeah, live action.
Who knows, man?
It's a sequel. It's a sequel to Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. They've come back,
and they're all different colours. Okay, go on.
Angry Birds. Yes, that's just one of them. Anyway, I recommend you check out the trailer. It's pretty good, especially for people that have got children like myself and Paul.
Yes,
they might like it because they look sweet.
Yeah.
Sonic the Movie.
Okay. Live action.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is it also live action?
How good
will
that be?
Is it live action?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to get a
headshot. That has to be live action. That'd be so good.
But yeah, there's not a lot of info on that. It's just coming soon. Here's a little teaser. Obviously, Assassin's Creed, movie.
No, I am totally looking forward to this.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender in this role? Forget about it.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it could easily suck dick, but...
great cast. Great director. For storytelling wise, I think it's going to be really good for a film because there's so much they can explore.
Very rich storytelling brand, yeah.
Two more. Uncharted, the movie.
No.
Why?
No.
Drake!
No, you do not need a movie for Uncharted.
It is a movie,
Drake's
right?
Fortune.
The game is a movie.
Yes, I've heard. I did one of the same thing myself. I haven't played them. I've got them there. I'm ready to go. The new pack that came out for PS4. But I have heard that they are the video game equivalent of a film.
Yeah. They are the most cinematic games you could ever play, with brilliant cast. It just looks like a film when you're playing it. It feels like you are invested in the story as much as you would be if you're watching it. The cutscenes are brilliant. And I guess we're going to discuss this later, but with video game films turning video games turning into films, now more than ever, games are so more dynamic now and rich with storytelling. And it comes to the point where do you actually need to see a film version of it? You're playing it, you know?
I agree.
Okay, the last one was Warcraft.
Warcraft, so you're interested in that one. I did see that one, and I was like...
I've seen the trailer.
And I don't play the game or whatever, but I looked at it, and I thought, oh, look at the CGI. And it kind of looked a little ridiculous to me.
Yeah, pretty over the top for me, but...
Yep.
The Avatar-y.
Yes, I agree, but what it does have in its corner is the director, Duncan Jones, I believe his name
is,
who
does,
directed
yeah.
Moon and Source Code.
David Bowie's son.
Exactly.
Both brilliant films, so...
Right.
Rest in peace, Mr. Bowie.
Man, no one's getting any pussy after this show.
So we also make reference to Alan Rickman.
We're going dry. We're going
Hans
dry.
Gruber.
Sure.
All right, well, thank you for that, gentlemen. That is the end of Check It Out. I guess we should move on now to the first of our two countdowns. Our first countdown for today is our best three films that have been adapted from video games to film. Where are we going to start today? We've got three films.
How many have you guys got?
We've got five.
Oh,
yeah,
five.
We got five.
Five, okay, well, sweet.
We probably shouldn't have now.
No, that's fine. This is going to be a weird one because I'm pretty sure that, maybe on both of our lists, but certainly in my list, my best will probably appear on other people's worst.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, who knows how this is going to go. Paul's shaking his head.
Shaking my head, because it's just like another day in the life.
Paul never agrees with me, and that's because...
Never?
No, hardly ever. Well, on some sometimes.
All right, well, look, if you've got five, which I'm very interested to hear if you can justify five of your films each.
I feel bad now.
Why don't you guys go first? Give us your number five best video game to film adaptations.
Go, Kev.
So, number five, we have the first... Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my top three list.
It's on my list as well, so...
Oh, good. Yes. That's a good start.
Yeah, it is. So, why this film for you? How come it makes the best of list?
Because she's quite sexy, isn't it?
That's the only reason.
No, she plays it quite well, I think. I think it's quite a good adaptation from game to movie. And, you know, they got... What's his name? There's Jeeves in it.
Yeah,
and,
Chris Barry.
Thank you.
Yep.
And James Bond. Daniel Craig was in this one, yeah.
Daniel Craig,
he was in it.
No, this was a good one because she, first of all, looks like Lara Croft.
She's a mate.
Look, she does.
She's perfectly cast.
Absolutely. You know, she's our age. Mm. I always bring that up. I really did like this one. And I think that it actually kind of surprised me as well because I was expecting a piece of shit. I didn't even really play the games even, but this one was exciting. The second one was bullshit.
Yeah, the second one was shit.
Oh, the second one's crap. Waste of time.
Great.
And that's why we've never had a third one.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense.
All right, not a bad pick at all. Well, nice start there, Kev. What about your number five then, Dan?
Doom.
Hell yeah!
What? Yes, Dwayne Johnson.
I knew we had a problem with this choice. Doom, please tell us why you like this movie.
Because it's Dwayne, isn't it? He's great. I think he's badass, and it just looks good. Like, right, it's like from game to movie again. I think they're taking it pretty well with the monsters and things in it as well.
Yeah,
no,
and
totally.
Just. The total gunning them down. Boom, boom. Does it go to first person view on that?
It does.
Game?
That's why I love it. That's what...
Me too. That's the best scene. We saw this. Me and Paul saw this in the movie cinema, right?
We did.
I remember. I see. Paul obviously fucking hates it, right? But when I was watching it, I remember this really is the most evocative of the game kind of movie there is. Now, I'm not saying it's a wonderful movie. I'm not saying any of these are wonderful movies. Most of these will be a piece of shit. But this one here, it's a monster bashing flick and stuff like that. But it's also kind of meta because. They've done, apart from having, you know, doing a great job capturing the feel of actually playing a first-person shooter, especially that bit at the end where it actually moves to first-person, all the game cliches are there. So there's, like, the first-person perspective, it's short, there's a one guy is a noob, one guy is, like, a spaz the Sarge, you know, one guy takes it way too seriously, just like the gamers that actually turn up on these games. I'm thinking that was what they were doing. They were actually emulating your personalities in the game, in the movie.
I just think... For me, like, playing the Doom game, like, I think, especially the later ones, I think they went so over the top to make it like the game. I think that's why it kind of worked.
I agree
because
completely.
They just went balls out, crazy, and the first person scene shouldn't have worked at all in any film, but it does, because it's Doom, and it just worked.
That's right. There's even a moment in here where the in the first person bit, he catches a look at himself in the mirror and goes, ah, almost shoots it, just like you do in the game.
Yeah.
So shit that happens, man. But I'm really interested. I mean, The Rock was in this one. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
That's what Dan said. That was his reason for nominating this as his number five.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just The Rock.
The Rock, exactly, The Rock. No, but I really want to hear why Paul is giving me the fucking evils over here. Why didn't you like it, Mal?
I don't have to justify it. This film was shit.
Okay.
It had one telling part, which was the first-person shooter perspective.
Yeah.
But you can't build a 90-minute film around one moment.
That was fucking... That was like 1 minute long.
Crap characters. You said, there's a noob. Well, that was his whole defining characteristic.
Well, shit. I mean, like I said...
Terrible. I mean, this is The Rock in very early Rock days.
Yeah, before all the
movies. He out of a paper bag.
Before Muscle Rock.
Yeah. I mean, he looked the part, sure... I thought the effects were pretty terrible.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm in the minority on this podcast. A quick look at Wikipedia tells me I'm in the vast majority in terms of what I've got
on
correct. Rotten Tomatoes.
So overall, you're correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. I mean,
19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I can't, I mean, fault it, but yes, it's on my list.
Yeah, so 10 years ago it was released and I still haven't got that bitter taste out of my mouth.
This movie is Paul's bad blowjob.
All right,
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but yeah, that's up there for me.
Yeah, it's hard to remember.
All right, well, you're number four then, Kev.
Need for Speed.
Ooh.
Not seen it.
I didn't see it either, because I heard it was...
Oh!
What? Tell me about it, This is with Jesse from Breaking Bad's in it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, Aaron Paul, or Aaron, as people like to call him. I think he's brilliant in the role, obviously fresh of coming from Breaking Bad. I don't know if it follows the game as such in terms of the story, but... Certainly the driving aspect. They go first person in the driving as well sometimes. So
okay.
I think it matched the game in terms of the speed you're going, the racetracks and stuff, and driving around a city, especially the later games where they're free roaming, so you can drive around and do whatever you want.
Ah.
I think it really matched that. Good story, good acting. Like, I'm not saying it's amazing, but it for a video game film, or transformation from game to film, it was average. And average is pretty high, really, on that sort of list. So that's why I liked it. I don't know. Have you seen it, Dan?
You're the only one that's seen it.
I'm the only one. So I can get away with saying it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I must have to see it.
I do like your point that I'm not saying it's amazing. It's okay, and okay means it's good given what we're playing.
Yeah. Everything's relative. I mean, I was surprised that Aaron Paul, like, this is his gig after Breaking Bad.
And look, did it not torpedo his career?
Well, yeah. What has he done? He's turned up in some... Turned up in that
Exodus.
Fucking... Exodus, yeah, like, for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, therefore we owe Dan, you're number four.
My four is... Mortal Kombat!
That's actually on my list as well.
It is so on my list.
Not on mine.
It's gotta be. Oh, what?
On either.
No, really? it's not on my worst either. It's just... It's
oh.
Just, I love it.
You just forgot about it.
it's wicked, isn't it? Get over here!
Yeah, we're talking about the initial Mortal Kombat, right?
Not the shit, our second one.
Yeah, the second one, yes. Annihilation Order with Bag of Ass. But...
Oh, that was Dump. Yeah, but the first one...
The first one was cool.
Yeah.
And you guys played the game? Are you that young? Are you too young?
No, we played the game.
That shit was, like, surprisingly wicked. Now, a lot of people chuck a shit about the techno soundtrack. I love the techno soundtrack. Like you said, that was good.
I think what annoyed me about the film is they kind of dumbed it down and got rid of a lot of the violence to pander to a wider audience.
They did, but some of the shit was so impressive looking for its time that it still ended up being quite satisfying, I thought. Yeah, no, I mean, none of the characters necessarily matched that well, I thought, with some of the counterparts, but it was exciting. It was a fun movie.
I think the best are Scorpion and Sub-Zero. I think look the part in terms of the game.
I like Raiden, though. He's
maybe Liu Kang, probably, but the others, like Sonya and don't really look, and Jax, and Johnny Cage.
Yep. And it's full of little jokes as well. Christopher Lambert is Raiden.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes little stupid ass jokes, and it's stupid, but I laughed, you know. So I'm down. I'm on board with this.
Okay,
it's quite funny. I bought it recently on Blu-ray just because it's Blu-ray and it's awesome, but it doesn't hold up the effects.
Yeah, I imagine.
To be fair, what year was it? To 95. So, 95.
Yeah,
it's not 95.
Commodore 64.
So I was 6 years old when that film came out. That makes you guys feel old, doesn't it?
Does it ever?
It does a lot. Alright, well...
Sorry about that.
Dear. I think we even drove to that movie. Oh, well.
Okay, so then we're on to our threes, and why don't we fire off with our threes, Wayne? Do you want to go?
My number three was Doom.
Okay, and my number three was Tomb Raider.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, well, fairly matched.
So back to you guys, your number threes.
Well, my number three was actually Doom, so we kind of covered that.
Alright, going right round.
We'll go on to the next one, then.
Yep.
It was Resident Evil.
Okay. Yeah, good pick.
Yeah.
Great pick, in fact.
I like the first one. The other ones sort of got rubbish.
How many are there? There's loads.
There's loads now, yeah.
There's hundreds of them.
Yeah, I haven't watched most of the most recent ones, but the first one, I didn't mind it.
This is totally on my list, and I really, really dug the first one. Yep. Having never played the game, still thought it was wicked. I even like the second one, although everyone says that's where it all started turning to shit.
I agree.
Yeah, you would agree. Mm. And I think, honestly, the reason I like the second one is because I thought that the dark head chick was really hot. Her name is Sienna Guillory. And I was like, God, she's fucking beautiful. And then so... but either way, it was really... it was actually just a good movie. The first one.
Yeah, I liked it. Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yes, casting his wife in there.
Yeah, I think that's where he might have met his wife.
Is that so?
I think so, but...
Yeah,
director. Yeah, Mila, good in the heroine role. The effects were okay for its time. And it actually skirted that line between being sort of a legitimate horror as well as an action film.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
I don't think any other video game to film adaptation has ever successfully done. So for me,
interesting.
This is one I own on DVD, and I probably wouldn't bother to upgrade it to Blu-ray, but I have watched it more than once, and I really enjoy it.
Is this on your list?
Yes, it is.
It is. Yep. All right.
You said Silent Hill, didn't you, as well, Kev? Yeah.
That was my second one. Yeah. Right, okay. I jumped ahead, sorry.
All right.
That's all right. Well, why don't you talk about it? Silent Hill's not on any of my lists. So...
Or mine. Only because I haven't seen it.
I haven't actually seen it either, to be honest.
Who has seen Silent Hill?
I've seen it.
Oh, good. So someone has seen.
Tell us about Silent Hill.
I just think in terms of the games, I thought it quite captured the horror aspect of it more, and the creatures as well, in terms of how they looked. I thought it looked very good in terms of the games. The story, wasn't the best story, but
yeah.
I think just to get that eerie nature of the game, when you're just walking into nothing, there's no one there, and when the siren hits, I thought that come across quite well. It wasn't scary. It wasn't like a, for me anyway, it wasn't scary, but Yeah, I thought it was actually, back then, quite a faithful adaptation from the game. And I think that's why it's on my list, just because playing the game and playing and watching the film, I was like, okay, yeah, I can see what they've done there, and I think they've done it quite well. But again, average in terms of our categories.
I would agree. The film's just okay, and it's just okay because whilst it is eerie in places and it does have a nice build-up, it just the payoff isn't that good. And you don't give a crap, really, about the characters, and that's for mine where it kind of falls down. But again, like you say, compared to a lot of the other direct that we're about to talk about when we get into our worst lists, this is far better, far better than most of that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, who are we up to, me?
We're twos, yep.
Okay, well, my number two is Mortal Kombat.
All right. My number two is a film that no one has mentioned.
Ooh.
Okay, ooh. And it's a little bit contentious because I think it's a film that was incredibly innovative and it tried really, really hard to do something different and it didn't quite pull it off. And it didn't pull it off because of an effect you've talked about before. And I'm talking about Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Yeah, I remember this one.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, the first big sort of CGI film where the characters kind of look human-like. And what's that? What's that effect?
What is it called? It's called... I can't remember. It was done in the Polar Express. And yes. It's considered...
They look too human-like. And that's...
Oh, motion capture.
It is motion capture, but there's an effect where the characters who are animated look really human.
Oh, okay.
But not enough so it ends up being creepy.
Yeah. Well, to my mind, that was fine. I thought the first 45 minutes to first half of this film was really good, and it was entertaining, and these creatures and whatever, and then it just goes all Zen, philosophical, kind of Buddhist, and the earth needs to be saved, and it just completely lost its way and lost any narrative propulsion. But that first hour is really good fun.
The uncanny valley, that's what that effect is called.
Okay. Thank you.
Go on.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's my number two. And Dan, it doesn't sound like you agree. I hope it might be on your worst list. I guess we'll find out.
That was really widely panned, but at the time I didn't mind it so much. There's all sorts of technical problems, but it was okay.
Fun fact, it is the highest ranked video to film adaptation.
Is it?
Game to film, adaptation of any that have ever been made, with a sky high 44% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. That is ridiculous.
Wow, everyone needs these, don't they?
Thank you to Nick from the Epic Film Guys for pointing me out that little statistic.
I do need to watch it. I'm a big fan of Final Fantasy, so I do need to check it out.
Well, you're like my number two then.
Please.
Your number two?
Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
It's Final Fantasy VII.
Wow.
But the follow-on from the game into the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's still animated.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant.
I didn't know that existed.
Neither did I. Doesn't even make the Wikipedia list.
Sephiroth, you know, you've all played the game. And you know the enemy, yeah?
I haven't played the game.
Oh, okay. Well, the big bad guy, he comes back into it.
The big bad guy.
There's a massive battle scene between Cloud, the main character, and it's wicked. It's just amazing.
Okay. That was unexpected.
There you go. Things you learn as you go.
Who's next?
Well, I think that's everyone's now to their number one, is that right?
Yep.
Ooh,
that is true, yep.
Do you want to lead us off, Kev?
Yeah, well, my number one is Mortal Kombat for me. So.
Nice.
Very good pick, all right.
My number one is Resident Evil.
Okay. My number one is also Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Which just leaves you, Dan, to bring it home.
Hitman Agent 47.
Oh, Jesus Christ! What?
Oh my god.
I liked it. But, like, the first one that came out wasn't great. But this one.
Okay. Sorry.
I can't think right. Yeah, let's just get used to this idea that this is happening now.
I've got a brain freeze.
All right, let's brain freeze. Go for it, Dan. Tell us why it's good,
please. I want to know.
It's good. I just generally like. I know it didn't rate very highly on Rotten Tomatoes. And I thought I'll just give it a try, so I watched it and I thought it was good. Like the way they portrayed the game to film, like, you know, the bit with the... Have you watched it?
This is the Timothy Oliphant one, not the recent one.
No, you're talking about the recent one with
the most recent one.
The recent one, yeah.
Oh, the recent one.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that wasn't as bad.
The first one I didn't like, but this one, the Agent 47 one, the most recent one, I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more action in it, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it wasn't horrible, but it had...
it was watchable.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay, I don't know about number one, but okay, all right.
There is our best of game list. You can hear how much of a struggle that was, but, you know, you're given a list of films and you pick the best ones, even if they're not all wonderful. before we go into our last countdown of tonight, we are going to throw to a couple of promos from Pod and Family, which is a group of podcasts that have gotten together to help promote one another. And amongst those are a couple of these great shows, which I've been checking out. If you haven't heard them yet, give them a whirl.
News on the mark.
The year 2014. Two best friends set out on a journey to produce the best content related to all things film. In 2015, they founded a podcast to share their passions with the world. From rants, lisps, and beer, to trailers, challenges, and premieres, Nick and Justin have you covered. Find the Epic Film Guys podcast at epicfilmguys.podbean.com and follow the show on Twitter. And we'll see you at the movies.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Internet, and all the pods at sea. This is the Nixcast Podcast. It's a podcast about questions. Hard questions. Soft questions. Luxurious questions. Questions. We answer them. All three of us. Myself, Z, and my friends. Best friends. T and G. So, give us a listen over at thenixcast.com, and if you have a question you want us to answer, you can send it over to nick@thenixcast.com. Thank you, and good night.
From those podcast promos to this time countdown, well, a much easier part of today's show, which is the worst five video game to film adaptations ever. And we're still doing it with our friends from all the way the other side of the world, the Something Something Pod. And well, I think, Dan, you're going to lead us off with your fifth worst video game adaptation of all time.
Yes, I will start with The Prince of Persia.
Do you know what? Yes. I wanted to see this. I haven't seen this movie. I wanted to see it today. Ran out of time.
Oh, you've saved yourself so much time.
Really?
Oh, don't bother.
Dan, do tell Wayne why he never needs to see
it. Come on, bring it on. Bring it down.
It's just terrible. I think I actually walked out of the cinema.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I was like halfway through. I was like, this is poo.
Shit, I'm leaving.
What? Is it like boring? Is it shit? Is it crap effects? What? Isn't this a
bad? No, yeah, it's just bland.
Bland?
I can't remember.
Bland.
Bland, that's a very British word. It's just not great, and I just didn't like it, and the acting was a bit rubbish.
I actually heard that they thought Jake Gyllenhaal had killed himself career-wise with this thing. Clearly not, because he's gone on. But
well, clearly didn't.
Yeah.
No, he has shown what he's capable of since that film, but I agree. Yeah. That was a steaming pile of just absolute nothingness.
Oh, okay. Then I will officially never watch it then.
Yeah, don't watch it. Don't. Save yourself.
All right, well, that's your number five. Kev, yours?
My number five is Tekken.
Well, I don't know if I've
equally just as bad.
I have seen the game. I have not seen the movie. Please go on.
Seen the game. I played Tekken 2 until my thumbs fell off.
So everyone knows the game is amazing.
Yeah.
The film, it's probably one of the worst in terms of how they look like the characters, which they don't. So, do you know the guy who plays Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat?
Mm.
Yes.
He plays Hayachi. He doesn't have the long hair like Hayachi does. He just looks like he does in Mortal Kombat. So none of the characters look like they should, but there's no story. They just make up this tournament, the Iron Fist tournament, and then the fighting is really bad. The choreography for the fight scenes is all over the place.
Oh,
you can't
horrible.
Really... Yeah, you just, and for a Tekken movie, you need to have decent fight scenes.
Exactly. Agreed.
But in my head, when it was announced, I thought, okay, they could have a dream cast here. They could have Wesley Snipes as Raven. They could have, if Bruce Lee was still alive, he would be Law.
Yes.
You know, you could build up your dream cast, and they just completely shat all over it. So, if you haven't seen it, don't watch it. Save yourself time.
Okay, another one off the list.
All right, well, this is going to be somewhat controversial. Mm. Thank you for those picks, gentlemen. My number five is a film that's already been mentioned today.
Oh, dear. That means one of our best is his worst.
It is.
Oh, dear.
Hitman Agent 47.
No!
It wasn't that.
And I'll tell you why. because I had the misfortune of watching that movie this week.
As did I.
And I wouldn't have thought there was any chance a film could be worse than Point Break this year. I was wrong. And a 2-minute information dump during the opening credits to set the scene for a film is not the way to open any film.
Though Star Wars has been doing it for years.
No, Star Wars has a 30-second crawl of about 4 sentences. This is literally, you've seen the movie.
Yeah, I know.
A whole credit sequence of a female voice going, blah, 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 and then a completely unearned action scene where the guy somehow has precognitive powers to know exactly where every card's going to go because he triggers things at exactly the right time. That's the best bit of the movie. If you've watched the trailers, if you've seen anything, including on Letterboxd, the blurb tells you the fact that Agent 47 is not the bad guy. Yet the whole first half of the film is trying to make you believe he is.
I didn't mind it so much.
Shat me to tears.
Okay.
If you're going to give away, it's kind of like Terminator Genesis. If you're going to give away,
but they fucked up. Then.
Yes,
that was really bad.
Key plot twist halfway through the film. Don't market the rest of the film around, or this is coming out of nowhere.
See, I never saw any of the marketing for this movie. I just saw the show, so that can hurt you.
And I hate it. The direction was terrible. There were so many overcuts and over, like, where are we now? Crap.
Yeah, no. It looks
sorry,
like,
Dan.
Wasn't wonderfully.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Shocked.
I don't think it would hit my... It's not on my worst list. How's that?
You proper destroyed that.
Yeah. Alright, sorry, I'll stop
for
now.
For good Paul reason, really.
Yeah. We get it.
Yeah. Moving on to your number 5, Wade.
My number 5 is, do you remember a movie/video game called Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Oh, I love you. That's on my list.
Okay. This is the thing, right? Dead or Alive, for anyone who's not in the know, was one of the first few video games, and I mean arcade games, that had the standard, you know, versus fighting thing, but the women's titties jiggled. The women's titties jiggled. And at the time, it was a very big development in polygon, like, graphic technology to have realistic jiggle.
I think the word you're looking for there is breasts, Wayne.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
But jiggle they did.
Yes, these milk trucks jiggle. But if... and I gotta say, I was mesmerized at the age of... As a teenager, looking at these jiggling-ass sprites. The movie itself then plays massively on that by casting, like, Holly Valance and, you know, Jamie Presley and all these other chicks and stuff like that.
And the woman from Sin City.
Yeah, her name is Devon Aoki, yes. Yeah. This is at my number 5 because, look, it's shit. It's really, really shit.
The worst bit for me, because that film's on my list too, the worst bit, is that. But then they took it too far in terms of going to film. They gave the characters health bars.
That's right, they did.
How do you do that?
Yeah. Very good.
You can't do that.
I forgot about the health bars, you're right.
The health bars.
That is so nasty. It was just
ridiculous. That was, for me, that was the nail in the coffin on that film.
At some stage they even play, like, sweaty beach ball for no reason whatsoever. They're just, like, playing volleyball.
Well, that's not for no reason, because there was a game sequel
that
was Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
You're right. You know what?
Yes,
there was.
Yeah. And that had a lot of titties in.
I can't chastise you, Kev. Say whatever you want.
Okay, that's my number 5, Dead or Alive.
Alright, well, back to you, Dan, if you're number 4.
Max Payne.
Ah.
Well, if I may redeem myself in your eyes, Dan, my number 4 is also Max Payne.
Yeah.
I have not seen this one.
That's never on
seen
my
it.
List as well.
Never saw it.
It's on your list as well, so three of us seen it. It's all on our list. Why is it on your list?
Who's the main actor again in that?
Martin Wall.
Thank you. Yeah, it just wasn't his role. It just wasn't for him, was it? Just the whole game, like the whole game to film adaptation, it was just rubbish. I didn't know whether he was tripping out, these freaking monsters and stuff. I was like, is there monsters in it? No, there's not.
There isn't.
It's like his mind, and it's like, it's just his, I don't know, crap.
See, I love the
game. I think there's one bullet time scene, isn't there? I can't remember.
Yeah, they do. Because it's in the game.
It was that poo,
Only one bullet time scene.
There's probably more than that. What I remember is just how, you're right, how horribly miscast Mark Wahlberg is.
Yeah.
The action scenes are terribly shot. You mentioned the dream sequences, which are a big part of the game, do not translate to film.
Mm. Oh, God.
And I think for me, that's like, the game was confusing enough, but this film made it even more confusing. What is going on? What am I watching?
Yeah, terrible, terrible film. And again, you didn't give a shit about anybody in it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it. I heard it was this bad.
Sorry, Kev, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, at least it didn't kill off Mark Wahlberg's career as well, in terms of films, because he has come back.
No, it really should have.
Amazing how Jake Gyllenhaal...
It should have, and yeah. it should have for Jake Gyllenhaal, though, but luckily it didn't.
All right. Kev, your number four.
My number four hasn't been mentioned yet, and it is House of the Dead.
Nah, it's on my list as well.
What is this? I've not seen this. It sounds too much like a horror. Please go on.
Go on, Kev. I know what you're going to say, why it's so terrible, but just narrow it down for us.
House of the Dead is a very classic arcade shooter, which is where you basically have a gun and you shoot zombies coming to the screen. So they thought this would transition to film, and it doesn't at all, in the slightest. Basically just one big pile of shit. Acting is just, it's like they've cast people from the street. It's like they've just said, hey, you, do you want to be in a film about zombies? Yeah, why not, come on. And it's really bad effects. They go down the first person view as well for it, and the less said about that, the better.
They don't just go down the first person point of view, Kev. They literally splice in moments from the game.
Yeah,
do they?
Yeah.
Yep. So, he shoots a zombie, cuts to a zombie being killed in the game. As in the sprite
what
from
the
game.
Fuck?
Yep.
I forgot about that.
It's so bad.
How can they do that? This is ridiculous.
Directed by a German bloke named Uwe Boll.
Oh yeah, I know of Uwe Shithead.
Every single film he's ever made that's based on a game is on my list as an honourable mention. In fact, this is my number three, I'm jumping in, I apologise.
That's fine.
Basically, is every film he's ever made. So, Blood Rain, Alone in the Dark, In the Name of the King, or Dungeon Siege, or whatever.
Dungeon Siege,
that movie was as well. This man is a menace, and thank God eventually everybody caught up to him and has stopped him from making films.
Good.
And the worst thing about this bloke is he thinks he's a fucking auteur.
Yeah.
He thinks he's brilliant. He doesn't understand how Hollywood doesn't get him.
Yeah, he challenged a reporter to a boxing match, is that right?
Yes, and he won.
Really?
And it turned out because he used to be, a national boxer for Germany.
What an asshole.
So he beat the living piss out of this online journalist in the ring. It was a bit of big furor or 4 years ago.
But I think after you've done one and it tanked, why would you do more? I don't really get that.
Well, apparently there was this huge tax breaks in the German filmmaking system where if you made a film, you made money regardless of whether it made a dollar return at the box office. So for quite a number of years, and this film's from 2003, that was the playing field in Germany. So he was just making money hand over fist, and then would take that money, invest it in his next film, and make another one, and then do it again and again.
Wow.
Oh. It's actually quite clever then, really.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a good businessman. What he's not is a good filmmaker.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Asshole.
So that was your number four, which means over to you for your number four, Wayne.
Yep, my number four was Double Dragon.
Oh, fuck this movie.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this?
I haven't seen it.
This may well be before your time, because Double Dragon was an arcade game which I quite enjoyed in my youth. This movie, if you ever get to see it, just tell me this, right? This movie has, Scott Wolf in it and Mark Dacascos, right? And they're both, the two titular sort of... Well, I don't know, they're just the two characters, not titular.
They're brothers, right?
They're brothers, although one's brown. But I know that happens. the bad guy is Robert Patrick, and I shit you not, he's playing Vanilla Ice. He actually looks like fucking Vanilla Ice. Do you guys know what Vanilla Ice is?
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God. if you just look up a frame of him on the web or something. He's got white kind of, I don't know, quiffed hair or whatever, and he's got weird shoulder pads, and it is the stupidest, crappiest, most goofy action scene movie with a shitty premise that has nothing to do with the game. Not that that matters if the movie is entertaining. This is not entertaining. It is all magic and shit. It's just fucking stupid.
Yep.
Just don't even go near this shit, man. I mean, except to check out the Vanilla Ice. That's it.
I've pretty much scrubbed my brain.
I'll Google that.
I'll look it up.
It's probably worth looking at watching on YouTube, just sort of fast.
Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, don't spend
watching
any time.
1 minute of every 10 minutes of the film, but otherwise, dear God, this is an abomination. Yep.
And bad, like I said, bad action scenes, unforgivable in an action scene movie.
My number four was Max Payne, so back to you guys for your number three.
I'm probably doing it a bit too early now. But I know it's on probably number one on most people's, but it's Street Fighter.
Really?
Yeah.
Number three?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's on my list, for sure.
It's on my list.
And mine.
It's on everyone's list,
there
because
you go.
How shit it was.
Yeah, in fact, it was my number three, so you go ahead and tell us what you thought of Street Fighter.
I like Jean-Claude, but that just... Ugh.
I mean, look, the story of Street Fighter is a mere trifle. That's fine. Who cares? As long as the movie's interesting. This was not. This visceral impact of this movie is zero. It is complete shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Anything else there, you guys?
No, you've hit the nail on the head there.
I just don't really get why Guile was the main character.
Yeah, you know why? And more importantly, Van Damme is playing Guile. Guile is an American character. The whole thing about the character is he's a, like, you know, a Yank sort of soldier, whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously, the way they made it work was that the biggest star we got is Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he can only play the American guy for some reason, because I guess he can't play the Asian Ryu or whatever. I don't know. And this is the thing. Ryan came kind of okay. Kylie Minogue's Cammy was fucking ridiculous. Cammy is also a stupid shit, like, third character kind of, like, it's crap. She obviously learned, she learned to kick that morning, and apparently she, it was shit, and she apparently porked Van Damme, if you believe the rumors.
Okay.
Ooh. Raul Julia is the big bad.
What the fuck? How does Raul Julia get cast in a film of this ilk as the big bad?
He was Bison.
And Bison was supposed to be in the game. He's like a massive, huge, broad dude. Raul Julia was actually ill at the time. This was, in fact, his last movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hell of a Swan Song. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Not because of this movie, but I'm sure it didn't help.
Committed Harry Carey.
Yeah. And the ending shot? Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys remember the ending shot.
Oh, my God.
They all do the winning pose of whatever their character was in the same frame. It was like the end. It was... If you watch it, you'll scrunch your nose. What the fuck was that?
I'm pretty sure I've got the picture up on that Twitter feed.
Really?
Yeah, that's the main picture, isn't it?
That was a film for me, which was, when you're watching it, it didn't sync up. Like, the first scene didn't sync into the scene two. It didn't feel like a film. It just felt like random bits of...
A collection of scenes.
Here's this, here's that, and it was like, okay, this is so random, all over the place. And
yeah, no, I'm on board with that one, mate, so good call.
Yep. Anything else about Street Fighter from you, gentlemen?
Yeah, there is, to brighten it up for everyone... Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, is brilliant.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay.
It's a manga, like animation, like Japanese animation. Watch it. It's absolutely amazing.
All right, I'll give that a go.
So that's your number. That was your number three, Dan. Mm. Kev, have we had your number three?
Well, mine was Dead or Alive.
We've had my number three, which is House of the Dead. So you got in ahead of me there.
And my number three was Street Fighter as well.
All right, so we're on to number two. It's the worst two films ever made from video games.
I am so sorry, Paul. Final Fantasy.
There we go.
So okay, good. Back. No good. Good. Let that happen.
Because it had no... It's just a standalone film. It doesn't market the Final Fantasy game series whatsoever.
Yep.
It
just seems to go...
There's no magic. There's no summoning in it. There's no powers. It's just... A film based in space, and it's just a standalone film. It just doesn't follow any game, really. It's just like, oh, it's Final Fantasy. They've just taken Final Fantasy and slapped it in a film, but there's nothing to do with gaming at all. Thanks for that.
I can't argue with that, because I've never played the Final Fantasy game, so that part didn't bother me.
Plus, the internet agrees with you, Dan, so go ahead.
No one likes any of these films, so...
Yeah, no one likes it. We can say that for anyone, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
There you go.
Kev, you're number two.
But yeah, your turn, Kev.
I'm number two. That was Max Payne for me.
We are all hitting on the same beats then.
Well, there's like 10 of these things.
Wayne?
My number two is Super Mario Brothers.
That's my number one.
Is it?
Go on.
Okay. Now look, I know the game, but I have never really played it. I wasn't really Nintendo boy until the 64 came out. So I have no attachment to the story or the characters in as much as you can give character to a side-scrolling game character that says nothing. So therefore, I thought the movie was shit on its own merits. The whole story is about this garbled kind of line about Dino Hatton, where parallel reptilian world exists, and there's like a meteorite that wiped out all the big lizards. Some weird shit like that. It's really misshapen, and the bad guys are lizards with small heads. I don't know why they look like that. It looks stupid and shit looking. It looks like fucking weird. Like, why do they look like that? And it's got Dennis Hopper and fucking Bob Hoskins in it and shit like this.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins is actually on record saying that being in this movie is his biggest regret.
No shit.
As I imagine all of them would think that as well.
That's obviously how it is in Hollywood. Occasionally as an actor, the studio signs you for three movies and one of them you'll hate. I remember just looking at it going, I don't even know why I'm watching this. So it was just a big piece of shit for me.
Was this the first in terms of video game
films? It was the first.
Oh, yes, I think you're right.
Boy, did it set a very, very, very low bar.
It's just downhill from there.
Yeah. Start as you need to go on.
Sadly, it's also on my list, and it's not number two. It is my number one. If you go way back, and you probably shouldn't, because it's very early in the countdown years, we did our top 10 biggest pieces of shit from the last 20 years of cinema. And so we tried to limit it to 2015 to 1995. if and when finish it off by doing 1995 previously, this film will be on my list.
Really?
This is one of the biggest, absolutely crap films where nothing from moment one to moment end works.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, what the serious fuck?
Yeah. they obviously didn't have script approval or what, but yeah. I know.
I'm really glad that Bob Hoskins has just said, I'm so embarrassed by this film. Because I tell you what, the directors are world famous.
Are they?
Annabelle Jankel and Rocky Morton.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah. In other words, you've never heard of them again for very good fucking reason.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to stop. Because clearly I hate this film and it's complete garbage. That was my number one.
I think I've only ever seen half of it, so I'm alright. Yeah.
You've done well.
I haven't sat through this torture of this film.
Don't.
So.
Yeah. No,
my number two was also Street Fighter, so we're going around for our number ones. You know what Dan and mine are. It is, they are Super Mario Brothers, but what about Wayne and Kev?
Mine was Street Fighter, number one.
Ah.
Straight up there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, my number one is one that we sort of haven't mentioned. It's actually the first Hitman.
Hey, alright.
The first Hitman.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the one with, now, the reason I probably didn't like this one the most is that, first of all, Timothy Oliphant is in it. I love Timothy Oliphant. I love me some Justified. I like me Deadwood, all that sort of shit. This
the crazies.
Was, yes, good yeah, film. Yeah. Good I film. Haven't seen that one, but, you know, he's a good actor. This one was just so shit. And I used to play the Hitman games, so I was well invested in the actual ethos or whatever. And then when this comes out, it's like none of that shit mattered. That 47 guy should be a cool dude. He should be, like, some ass-kicking agent. But it ends up just weird. Like, there's a fight scene at the end where him and all the other agents similar to him pull guns on each other, and then they don't pull the trigger. Timothy Oliphant says, "You want to do this with some dignity?" And they all look around and kind of nod to each other, and then they drop their guns and pull out little fucking swords. And then they fucking have this big fight with swords. It's so shit! And they even spliced in footage from the TV series Dark Angel, that one with Jessica Alba. Yeah, they did that to try and explain Agent 47's intentionally vague origins.
Yeah, yeah,
all this weird shit. It was a real fucking, just a piece of shit.
So isn't there a bit in that film where he's climbing a building or something and he sees a kid playing the Hitman game?
Yes.
Oh my god, really? I forgot about that.
Why would that? Why would they need to put that in there?
The little nod. Yeah. So maybe saying, "Look, I know it's a shit movie, but it's from a video game." That one. Yeah.
We're so meta.
It's a game, but this is real life. It's just that. Yeah, the film wasn't very good for me.
I better go home then and throw my Blu-ray copy in the bin.
Yes. Burn it.
Put it on Blu-ray. I was like,
why? Why would you do that?
I bought a brand new Blu-ray player and I was like, there's no Blu-rays around, so that was the only
one. You bought that one.
That was the only one on the shelf. That and Super Mario Brothers, so you chose wisely.
Yeah, exactly. I would.
Did you have anything else to say about your worst film, Dan, Super Mario Brothers, at all?
No, yeah, I was just thinking, like what Wayne said, like the small lizard heads, and they look like little shits. And like little raptors, and yeah, no, it didn't look very good, did it? And they tried to even use the weapons from the game. They were like little tiny ball bombs, and they were like wind up, and they were shit.
Oh, God, they got caught now.
And they were like captured in like mini spider webs. I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
The little brown things in the film.
Oh. Yeah, the little
tiny butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
The little butt plugs.
Oh, my God.
So many bad decisions.
It's amazing for me how big Mario is, and that film was so bad they haven't decided to do another film on the franchise.
It's been a long time.
It's sort of, no one's going to touch it with a barge pole. They've just thought, no, we can't do that. The games are fine. Let's leave it that way.
Sullied it forever, and well played to them for not trying to redo it again.
Yes.
Alright, well there it is. There's our five worst video game adaptations. Thank you, gentlemen, for sharing those. Do you have any honorary mentions you wanted to shout out before we wrap it up this evening?
One thing that was good from a game, but it didn't go to a film, but it went to TV, which was Earthworm Jim.
So really?
As a cartoon?
Didn't you like the... Yeah, it was a cartoon series, yeah.
Never Earthworm seen it. Jim. Okay.
Wow. No, okay.
Probably too young for that.
Not too young for that.
No,
oh, okay, fine. But yeah, no, it was good.
Kev, okay. Anything from you? Any other honorary mentions or dishonorary mentions?
But I'm really looking forward to Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One. I think that's going to be really cool if you haven't read the book.
No, I haven't.
Uh-oh. From what I remember of the book, it's basically this this kid who's sort of, I think he's in a video game where he likes old retro games and he's got a lot of nods to old like Space Invaders and games like that, and he sort of puts himself into this world and it's just about him exploring it and yeah, I think Steven Spielberg is actually directing the film as well.
Wow.
It's a massive book. If you Google it, it's sold millions, the book. Mm.
I've seen the book, I haven't read it, but yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that will be quite good.
Any honorary mentions for you, Wayne?
No, that was it. I couldn't even come up with this many, man. Okay.
Yeah.
They're all shit.
Well, that's not honorary mentions. I'm talking about the worst. I've just got every Resident Evil movie after the first one.
Completely understandable.
As I mentioned, the first Hitman movie, every Uwe Boll movie, and Double Dragon.
Yep.
So we cover them between us all. We've covered them all of those today. So from Twitter or the social media or social me as Wade likes to call it.
Twitter.
The So Wizard at So Wizard podcast said, "Look, there are only awesomely bad video game movies, and they included Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Duology, Dead or Alive, House of the Dead, and Blood Rain. And according to them, Van Damme as Guile is classic." Very
classic in
very much inverted
commas. Yeah,
in what way?
Now that I'm older, at I'm older PC said Mortal Kombat purely for nostalgia value, as did Adrian has issues at Adrian has issues, said that was probably the only decent one, and even that was pretty cheesy.
Mm.
John and Randy at Dogfin Radio said all video game movies are terrible, full stop.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Shut that down.
And Mackenzie Lambert at MJ Lambert 1 actually threw out a couple of films, which we did, so Mortal Kombat, Tomb Raider, but also Dead Rising Watchtower. Have any of you guys seen that?
Nope.
No, I'm interested actually to watch that, because I've seen it in like a cheap DVD bargain bin in the supermarkets, but I might have to just purchase it and give it a go.
And I saved the best lists for last. So Nick from the Epic Film Guys wrote in, and he said he wanted to come up with five best. He couldn't. He found four. He said number 4, Resident Evil. Number 3, Resident Evil Apocalypse, which is the second one.
Yeah, dig that chick.
Number 2, Mortal Kombat. Right. And then, Dan, he agrees with me. Number 1, Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Oh, dearie me.
He came up with 8 worst. He couldn't limit himself to 5. Number 8, Resident Evil.
Yeah, let's go. Three more.
Resident Evil Extinction. Number 7, Street Fighter. Number 6, Max Payne. Number 5, Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, he said Silent Hill, which he said, though it's almost a great adaptation of the game, it fails in every conceivable way as a movie. Number 4, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and then a lot of hate for Resident Evil, with number 3, Resident Evil Afterlife, number 2, Silent Hill Revelation, and number 1, his worst ever video game adaptation, Resident Evil Retribution. They all meld together for me. I don't know which is which, except for the first one. They are all garbage.
Yeah, they're balls.
And there's going to be one more, isn't there?
There is. They're wrapping it up. One last film, apparently.
One more. I think ever since the first one, that's all Paul W.S. Anderson's done is Resident Evil films.
Yeah, right?
Pretty much. Has he done all of them? Has he directed all of them?
Yeah. They keep making money. This is the problem.
Yeah.
Like, Resident Evil Extinction made 150 mil. I don't know why.
Well, we all saw them, I guess, so.
Weird idiots.
Resident Evil The Final Chapter is slated for this time next year, so set your watches, ladies and gentlemen.
To make sure you're busy that night.
I shall not do that.
I'll be washing my hair.
That's right.
I'll be in the bath.
Well, that is it for today's show. That's our 2 countdown this time around. Thank you, Dan and Kev, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. It's been really good fun.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Can you tell our listeners how they can find you guys and where they can find you guys on the web?
Yes, it's on Twitter at the Something Pod, capital T, capital S, capital P. We're on Instagram, the Something Pod, facebook.com/thesomethingpod. We're all the Something Pod. And yeah, you can catch us obviously on the i2, the tube.
Great. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Paulie, what are we doing next week on the show?
Well, next week we are reviewing a big film, Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight, and we're going to count down the 10 best westerns. We're going to do a love fest after a lot of hate today. Yeah. Our 10 favourite western films. Very much looking forward to that. And we should also probably tell people how they can get in contact with us.
Sure. If you want to hit us up on a Gmail, it's thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to find us on Facebook, just search for the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are at the Countdown PC. And hey, leave us a review on iTunes. Rate us at the very least. You do us a huge favour. Help us to get out to a wide audience. Do the same for the Something Podcast as well, especially you Australian listeners, because it's great to get some reviews in foreign lands and then be able to rise up the rankings in that particular way. Gentlemen, it's been a blast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you once again.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
all the best, and
see you next time.
Yeah, hopefully we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening once again, folks, from the Countdown Podcast. My name is Wayne.
My name is Paul.
And I'm Dan from the Something Something Podcast.
And my name is Ken.
See you next week. From the podcast, my name is Wayne. From the Countdown Podcast. Yeah, we'll start that again, ready? All right, everyone, thanks for listening. From the Countdown Podcast, my name is Wayne.
My name is Paul. Thanks for joining us. Cheers.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you guys were going to drive in.
I think you guys were going to go dumb down.
Hey, let's just do that whole last bit again. I'll edit all that out. You guys chime in and say, I'm Kev, I'm Dan.
Yeah, my name is Dan.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
You wanted us to do that.
We should have given you a heads up. All right, so start again. Go
okay.
Away.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks for listening again, folks. We'll catch you soon from the podcast. From the fuck! Sorry, I'll try again. Sorry. Okay.
That might be the blueprint at the end of
okay,
the episode.
Okay, all right. All right.